Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed. My friends, today I'm going to be addressing the gentleman in the room. Gentlemen, we need to... Come here. Yeah, hey, don't be shy. Yeah, come here. We need to have a conversation. So I try not to pigeonhole the topic or the show by making it about me. However, just like any good storyteller, you have to include elements of your own life, your own experience. And overall, that's what this is. It's a story. We all have our own story that we write chapter by chapter throughout our lives. And it's using that I say the following. Do not get swindled for your commitment. I know that probably didn't sit right with you. You're not sure what we're talking about. It kind of came off a little weird, and I get that. However, I want to reframe something that even I was taught when I was a kid. I was taught to see women in a certain way. I was taught to see relationships from a certain perspective. And a lot of those things were rose-colored at best and dubious at worst. And a lot of us who have been in the dating marketplace, we see this. But we don't want to accept it because people will tell us that we're the problem. Or that, oh, it's just that one experience. Don't worry about it. Just keep trying. Just keep throwing yourself out there. Keep giving away your commitment. Keep trying to lock someone down and find the right one. And everything in your life will work out. You'll live happily ever after, you know, like every Disney movie ever. And then we're all going to just, we'll win, right? Well, my friends, what you probably haven't been told, and if you're on this side of the internet, you probably know what's about to come next. Some of us see these uncomfortable realities, and instead of taking the fantastical fantasy route, we take the road less traveled. We take the route of reality, and we see things for how they are, not how we wish that they were. And so when I say not to get swindled for your commitment, I'll give you a little example of what I'm talking about. Your commitment as a man is one of the most important things you could ever give away. Because after you sign the papers, you get her the ring, and you marry a woman, that will follow you forever. If you have kids, forget about it. You're never escaping this person. You're never getting rid of them completely. Whether it's in the eyes of the law, the family tree, all of those things become firmly rooted and you can't escape it. But I see so many men, especially as a guy who's still in college, I see so many men who, they're like seas of men who are so willing to give away their commitment for free. They're willing to just throw it at whatever woman will take it. And frankly, I would say that it makes me sick because it does. More than anything, it's just sad. Because one thing that I've come to know in my own life is this. When you're young, you have this current mindset of I'm building. I don't have a lot to lose. And I potentially have something that I want to gain. So I'm willing to make that risk. But get back to me in 10 years, 20 years. When you've been working, you've been grinding, you've been slowly building your kingdom, now all of a sudden, you stand quite a bit to lose actually, don't you? That commitment you made 10 years ago, 20 years ago, whatever, the same commitment, same rules, but your life has changed, your relationship has changed. And so when I say that it's not something to be taken lightly, I mean it. And you know, I realize that what I'm about to say might sound a little braggadocious and pretentious. That's not my intention. It's more meant as a teaching lesson. I have been on dates with women where I've smashed on the first date. More than once. Several times. And again, I do not say that to brag to you. I say that because we're told as men that we need to get her flowers and chocolates and teddy bears and invest and be a good guy and do all these things. No, you don't. You don't have to do those things. You can if you want, But you don't have to do that. In fact, that's going to actually work against you. 9 times out of 10, or 9.5 times out of 10, that's not going to work for you. It's going to work backwards. I know women in my life that I've experienced and who are just friends now, who get with dudes who their body count, they have like their own unique measurement of their body count that resets every year. And so this whole conversation about body count is kind of stupid, in my opinion. I get it if you're like a young guy, like, I don't know, 18 to 25, and you want to be married, then it might matter to you. But let's be perfectly honest, gentlemen. You're not going to get the right answer. But you're still willing to give your commitment away, most likely. My friends, most of these people, I'd argue, are not worth your commitment at all. Zero. Not, they're just not, man. Let's look at... let me put it to you this way. Again, I don't want to put people's names out here, but I know people who... I know women now that I used to get with even a couple months ago, and now they're with a boyfriend, and I see them on campus, and I see his goofy butt being all, you know, romantic and everything to this woman. Meanwhile, I barely had to do anything to get with the woman he's paying top dollar for now. One of the guys' worst fear is to walk through like downtown or walk through campus or whatever, and all these dudes have been seeing your girl in her birthday suit, or they've seen her pictures on Instagram, or they've seen her on OnlyFools. Shout out to Better Bachelor. We fear that. We see the dark side of it, and we don't want to be that guy. But if we don't want to take the raw deal, if we don't just give our commitment away like the government gives away government handouts and welfare, then we're not good men. We're toxic. We're bad men. We're bad examples. And personally, I think that that's completely false, and it should not be being pushed forward whatsoever. My friends, do not get confused. Don't fall for this gaslighting. Don't fall for the delusions. Don't fall for the gaslighting, the lies, the slander, the half-truths. Don't fall for these. Because people will tell you, oh, I want a guy who does this, that, and the other thing, and then they'll sleep with the guy who gets the McDonald's fries and a McFlurry. I'm not making this up. I've been that guy, okay? I have been that guy. And if you think that your long-distance girlfriend is safe, no, man, I can personally tell you, I've hooked up with chicks that had long-distance boyfriends. Of course, I didn't know that at the time. Figured it out afterwards. But, again, I don't say this to make you check out altogether. You can, if you want, go completely monk, be my guest, but you don't have to do that. I say this because I don't want you to be swindled from your commitment. People are not deserving of your commitment. They have not earned your attention. They have not earned your commitment most of the time. If women really like you, they'll make it a slam dunk for you. Trust me. I know. I have mad stories that I might tell later on. Not in this show, but in the ones to come. I have stories, man. I've been that guy that got strung along and barely got anything, and I've been that guy that's gone in on the first date, well, without trying. I have seen both sides of this equation, and that's why we're having this conversation. Because I don't want you to think that you're living in scarcity. I don't want you to think that, oh, I'll never find a woman better than this, so I better lock this down. No. No. That is really stupid. And again, if you take away nothing else, I'm not telling you what to do. This is your life we're talking about. But you and I both know that the world is full of liars, half-truths, charlatans, bad actors, you name it. But what is your commitment worth? Because I guarantee you, you have your commitment on fire sale right now, whereas you should be pricing it up higher. And I really don't want you to fall for the social media trap. I don't want you to fall for the scarcity trap. I don't want you to take a raw deal that you didn't even read the fine print for. My friends, I really encourage you to not just react to what you heard today. I encourage you to really break this down and decide what you want to do. Because this is your life, and I can't make the decision for you. My friends, I encourage you, if you want to know more about my philosophy, if you want to know my answers, I have Biblical Bachelor right here. You're more than welcome to pick up a copy of it. I go in detail about my philosophy, and you're not gonna agree with everything, but that's good. Because if you don't agree with everything, then that leads you to thinking. And when you start to think, you start to contemplate things that maybe you didn't before, and then you get to decide whether you want to adjust your life or whether you want to keep going forward. Because that's beautiful. I don't like it when people just accept or deny things at face value, because you're robbing yourself of true growth and an opportunity to mature as a person. Well, my friends, I think I'll leave this conversation here. I think I made my point. Again, if you want to say your piece, please, you're welcome to do it. Comment section's open. My X page at Sheep Get Sheared's wide open. Go ahead. Well, my friends, this is extremely important. If you want to tell your story, I invite you to do it. I know guys who've put their commitment on fire sale and they've regretted it very shortly after. Because they didn't know everything, they were lied to, half-truths, whatever. So please, understand that most people have not and will not ever actually earn your commitment in this dating marketplace. Well, next time, my friends, take care of yourselves, question everything you heard, think for yourself. I'm out. Peace.